Our own Fareed Zakaria had a chance to sit down with President Obama over at the White House earlier in the day. Fareed is joining us right now. Fareed, I got the gist of what the president told you on foreign policy. He seems pretty confident he can handle himself in a debate against Mitt Romney or any of the other candidates.
I think that's right, Wolf. He said to me, look, he implied they have to bash me right now because they're appealing to their base. But let's have a serious conversation come the general election. I'm very comfortable, he said, putting my record of the last 3 years up against any criticism they have. I think he feels he's kept the country safe. He's decimated Al-Qaeda. He's gotten out of Iraq. He's refocused the mission on in Afghanistan. And he's made this move to Asia, to where America's future lies. And so far, public opinion polls suggest that the public generally gives him positive marks for foreign policy.
Did he seem at all bitter or angry at Republicans for stalling some of his recommendations in terms of improving the economy or jobs creation?
He was very relaxed, very calm, very confident. He did, when we talked about the issue of deficit reduction, he got quite passionate, and he said it's really important to understand that I use the Simpson-Bowles framework. People say that I walked away from it, which is really not true. It provided a framework, and I used that framework, made some adjustments here and there, and offered it to the Republicans three times. The problem with moving forward, he said, was that the Republicans wouldn't make any move on their side, which is on the issue of taxes and revenues. He pointed out that he offered them many fewer tax increases or increases in revenue from taxation than Simpson-Bowles, and still they wouldn't go for it. So he said to me at one point, you know, the problem was not that I was not yucking it up with John Boehner. The problem was that he couldn't get his caucus to agree, and he was unable to deliver. There was frustration there, but I wouldn't say it was bitterness. He was unhappy that people didn't recognize that in his view, he had really gone the extra mile on deficit reduction, and that the problem had been that the Republicans simply wouldn't budge an inch on the issue of increases in taxation.
We're showing the cover of Time magazine, the new issue at Obama's World, your cover story there and your interview with the President of the United States. One additional point I just want to raise, Mitt Romney, other Republican candidates, but specifically Mitt Romney, saying that if President Obama is reelected, Iran will have a nuclear weapon. If he's not reelected, Iran won't have a nuclear weapon. And let me read a quote from your interview that's going to be in Time magazine. I have made myself clear since I began running for the presidency that we will take every step available to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Can we guarantee that Iran takes the smarter path? No, which is why I've repeatedly said we don't take any options off the table in preventing them from getting a nuclear weapon. Did he say absolutely positively the United States will not allow Iran ever to have a nuclear weapon?
He did not. The quote you read was about as definitive as he got, but I thought that was pretty definitive. I think as president, you want to be careful about making, you know, absolute blanket guarantees about what you're going to do. The sense I got is that they have found ways to very effectively put pressure on Iran. What they cannot figure out, though, is whether the Iranian regime right now is even in a position to make a strategic decision about whether, you know, about making concessions, coming back to the negotiating table, finding some win-win formula, because the regime is divided. The supreme leader seems unwilling to make those moves. Nobody else has the authority. They seem very conscious of that. At one point, he said to me, this is a very hard problem, and anyone who says it isn't doesn't know what they're talking about.
Fareed's interview in the new issue of Time magazine, our sister publication. Fareed, thanks very, very much.